I obeyed. Mr. Rochester stood in the gallery, holding a light. "I want you," he said. "Come this way. Take your time and make no noise." My slippers were thin. I could walk the matted floor as softly as a cat. He glided up the gallery and up the stairs, and stopped in the dark, low corridor of the fateful third story. I had followed and stood at his side. "Have you a sponge in your room?" he asked in a whisper.
"Yes, sir."
"Have you any salts? Volatile salts?"
"Yes."
"Go back and fetch both."
I returned, sought the sponge on the washstand, the salts in my drawer, and once more retraced my steps.
He still waited. He held a key in his hand. Approaching one of the small black doors, he put it in the lock. He paused and addressed me again. "You don't turn sick at the sight of blood?"
"I think I shall not. I've never been tried yet."
I felt a thrill while I answered him, but no coldness and no faintness. "Just give me your hand," he said. "It will not do to risk a fainting fit."
I put my fingers into his.
"Warm and steady," was his remark.